When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sir, I want to just mention some names and you tell me what you think about them and what is the major their major claim that you reject, you oppose. Okay, just tell me your opinion about these names.
Right, but I'm really open. I welcome these guys. They can be on my broadcast anytime they want. So, Rhonda Patrick.
She thinks that taking vitamin D is going to cure so many different health problems. She thinks it's going to. So the problem with vitamin D is that people who are sick tend to have lower vitamin D levels. We don't exactly understand why that's the case. It could be because they're not going outside as much, so they're not synthesizing as much vitamin D, because vitamin D is synthesized in the skin from the sun. It could be because if you're sick and you have inflammation, inflammation itself may reduce vitamin D levels and may actually cause vitamin D to be taken up into the liver, some mechanisms we don't quite understand yet. But what we do know is that people who have lower vitamin D levels tend to do worse. They have worse health outcomes, more heart disease, more cancer, all sorts of different things. And then people with higher vitamin D levels tend to do better. That's cool. And so based on that kind of evidence, Rhonda will say, well, you know, you need to take more vitamin D in order to increase your vitamin D levels so you have these better outcomes. You don't want to have low vitamin D levels because, look, people who have low vitamin D levels have worse outcomes. The problem is when you actually give people vitamin D to take it to increase their vitamin D levels, you don't see the improvements in health that you would expect based on that observational literature. So she uses a really weak form of literature that might be confounded by basically people having poor health or inflammatory disorders or some stuff we don't really understand with respect to vitamin D that may affect vitamin D. And then she then makes recommendations based on it while ignoring the interventional evidence, the randomized control trial evidence, the gold standard evidence. And that's been a real mistake that I've seen from her. And she does that about a few things, but vitamin D in particular is one of those things in particular that